Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home.
Monday the 9th. Oh my gosh, you guys, I actually remember what day it is. Isn't that, like, impressive? Okay, you know what? I just want to clear up some... Well, first of all, I have a couple good announcements to make. Monday night, we are having a special guest, and it's going to be Molly from General Hospital. Platos, I hope I said that right. She's coming on, so that will be a very good show, and I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I mean, that means we are, that means we will have three people from GH coming back, I mean, coming on, so which is really good, you know, in my opinion. So, okay, and my little Dallas and Brittany are here, thank God for you too, because there's no one on the line. No phone calls on the line yet. But so yeah, you know, but it's gonna be very interesting. I don't, you know, I'm happy that we got Haley on here next week. You know, Laurel wants to come back on here, so I've done that. You know. You know, so if anyone else you guys want me to try and get on, please email me and let me know, because I would love to get anyone you guys you know, I'm not, you guys want me on. This show is for us. This is so for soap, country music fans, daytime fans, primetime people, Dog the Bounty Hunter people, you know, so, you know, I'm just happy where this show could go, you guys, and, so, so yeah, I'm just happy that I'm just happy that we got Haley from General Hospital, and yeah, I mean, I would love to get Sunny on here for Brittany. I would be, you know, a very good person if I did that. I would love to get Taylor on here. That would be really cool. Okay, so you guys, tonight we are talking about soaps and all of it, and You guys talk to me in the sound room because, oh, we have a call. Yay. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I shouldn't bring this call on. Maybe I should be crazy. Ah, no, I'm always crazy. You guys, I have to be professional. I'm going to bring on my co-host when she calls in, whenever that is. Let's see. Let's see, do we have any, yay! Hey, co-host!
Hello? Oh, yeah,
yes.
Hi.
Karen's back, you guys! Say yay!
I was already on the air when you said, you know, when you said...
You didn't have your hand up, so...
I did, I
You didn't have
one.
Your hand up, so I thought maybe...
I did,
you were
I
like,
pressed one as you said that. Okay, never mind, but anyway... Don't need it.
Oh, okay,
you, look at airfare from Los Angeles to Australia, $464. Wow. Oh, but that's only for one way though. But that's actually pretty good for one way.
Why are you looking at airfare?
No, I'm on Blog Talk and it has, you know, the advertisements, and I'm like, man, I want to go to Australia.
Oh, really?
Now. I want to go to Australia again now.
If you go to Australia, I'm coming with you because that's like, you know, a long time. Oh, Brittany Annual will be leaving the world of Langston Wild on Friday, April 8th. You know, that is so wrong on so many lovers, people.
You know, right now I'm also looking on Blog Talk. There's this thing here on the right. Says there's like, looks like matches or something. It says boom in the middle. It reminds me of Jake, I mean of Cameron. His little match, little fetish. That day, that episode. Sorry, I don't know what's, I'm really weird. Sorry. I got a headache, so you could do most of the talking because I don't know. I've had it's hot here too, and it's like I'm like all sweaty and hot.
Well,
so if I accidentally hang up, it's sorry too, okay?
Why are you saying if I accidentally? Okay, when you say that, bad things happen. Why are you saying that?
Let's see.
You know, I just want to say again, Jake is not dying on Zeno Hospital.
You know, I'm one of the guests, and I just don't feel like logging in, so. I don't feel like logging in right now. I'm tired. I've been getting up for the early past couple of days, so, yeah. Nearly fell asleep at work today.
Hello?
Hello?
My phone was being weird. You know, not being able to cushion this thing makes me great sound. And yeah, I agree. We should be able to cuss whenever we fucking will want to. But on Monday night, you guys,
what
we need...
What is Ma Princess saying? Not being able to cuss in the thingy, in what thingy?
I think she's talking about the chat room.
Oh, in the chat room. Yeah. Oh, I see what she's
saying.
Call
in.
Okay,
Brittany, can you call in?
I'm totally out of it right
you
now,
know,
so. You know, yeah.
Okay, Brittany, call in. We need people. It's this Terry and I. And we mind both people.
You know what I know somebody on the phone gets mad at me when I go search out spoilers and I read the spoilers about Jake. But, you know, it's like I get all happy thinking because she kind of eases my mind saying it's not going to happen. But then when you see these spoilers that are coming from all over the place, it's like, you know, I mean, even the inclination that they're out there, even the talk of them, the rumors or anything that are out there. So basically what that's telling me, even though I'm going to try not to believe it, well, I'd be kind of like on the fence of believing it or not. But I mean, even the rumors and the, you know, and all over the place and spoilers, how dare they think that to prop a couple, in order for this couple to work, the other couple that we shall not name. So they basically are saying to the fans of just, you know, Liz in general, or Liz and Jason, or, you know, to kill off, they think they'd want to kill off a baby, a child, in order to prop a couple, you know? So basically that they know, because they know that because of what Jason has just abandoned his son for 2 years, and in order for him to be a father to any child, you know, it's like they have to, they're like rewriting his, I don't know, it's like they're going to try to erase him even having a son, Jake. They want to, you know, but how can you erase 3 years of
okay, so now we are going to go on whatever DD said, and
didn't I just say that I go on and off. I start thinking, okay, it's not true, and then I go, oh, it's true, you know, and everything. Didn't I just say that? And then I'm just saying, even the thought of, or people creating rumors about that, or even if they, you know, even the thought of Jake being hit by a car, which I'm hoping is something that's going to, you know, that is bringing Liz and Jason together, and they don't have to sacrifice another fucking kid. I'm getting tired of watching kids get run over by cars on soaps.
Well, so am I. I mean, but, you know, I mean.
But I haven't even been watching the show, so, I mean, whatever happens, I'm not even watching it. So I haven't even been YouTubing.
Oh yeah,
so.
Okay, yeah. This is what we call
gives
up.
No,
gives up.
You do what you do.
Okay. But this,
okay. I'm hanging up now. Bye.
Hello. Okay. Me and my co-host got in a fight, you guys. Okay, fine. Is it going to be this way? I'm muting her and she'll say apologizes. So I guess it's just me. Tilly? Tilly, you're not muted. I was joking. Tilly? Oh. Okay. Tilly, are you there? Okay, fine. All right, see what dental hospital does to people? Okay, fine. I guess I'm going to play a song for a minute.
Hello?
You mean?
Hello?
You mean?
Letting you spew in the, I was just letting you, yeah, I put the phone down like I did that one time because I don't like General Hospital is evil. That's why I don't watch it, because it gets you in arguments. Have you noticed we haven't really been arguing about General Hospital a lot lately? Because I haven't really been, I haven't watched it, so I don't have anything to argue about it with, for, or whatever. The only thing we argue about is when I go seek out the spoilers. But you know what? I'm a spoiler person, and I like to be spoiled.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and yeah, you tell me don't buy the spoilers. Yeah, but you know, it's like you know, you get on the fence. You know, you like start being optimistic about things, and then you don't mean to read the spoilers. It's like, you know, like Facebook, you know, with that Facebook page, the Save Rebecca
page. Yeah.
But it's, you know, since I'm an administrator and I go on there, it's hard not to read them because they're, like, right there in, like, your email, too.
Yes, talk in the womb. Talk in the womb, people.
So I'm not going to talk. But what I was trying to say before we got in a little bit of a tiff is that just the idea, just the rumors, or just the thought of the writers even thinking about this, or if the rumors are true or not, I don't know if they're true or not, we'll just have to wait, see them play out, but I know there's an accident coming with Jake, but I mean, just the idea that people seem to think that killing off Jake is an okay reunion, is okay to prop Jason and Sam. So basically, they know that in order for Sam and Jason to have a baby, they'd have to kind of, so to speak, wipe the slate clean with Jake, because there's no way in hell that it would be good for that to happen, you know, because we'd be up in the air again, you know, campaigning and sending mean emails and mean letters saying, you know, whatever.
I agree.
You know, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, why? And you know what? And Jake is not even related to Jocelyn. So if they're going to do this kidney thing, shouldn't she have, like, a relative that's, like, maybe, well, Aiden's a baby. I don't know how that would. I don't know, but.
You know what? I did in my house of house.
Sorry.
And you know what? Kelly and I might be a little tired.
Oh my
because
God.
Because we've been getting up early lately.
Yep.
So it's because poor Terry has been getting up really early.
Look at what Dallas said in the chat room. He says that one Steve Burton said, hi, done with work today. Heavy stuff. Heavy stuff. All is good. See, I like the way he tweets, because he's not even saying anything in specifically, because he really can't say what's happening, you know, to his story or whatever. Like that tweet, somebody asked him if Jake was, it's sad about Jake and if Jake was dying. And Steve goes, yes, it's sad. But he never, like, confirmed or denied that
he was
lying.
He never confirmed it. So, I mean, come on, people. You know, I just think that.
Okay, you know what? This
you know?
Kind of, nobody's calling in. It's kind of a boring show right now.
Okay, you know what? Thank you. Thank you, me. Thank you for saying that. I just love you. I totally
okay.
love you right now
should
for making me feel.
Should I hang up now? Okay, then you could just make it take over and I'll, you know, whatever.
I can be quiet.
I'm kidding.
See, I'm not saying a word.
Hey. Oh, well, never mind. No, I don't know what I was going to say.
What?
Sorry. I don't remember what I was
no,
going to say.
No, say what
my,
you were going to say.
No, I lost my train of thought. I completely lost my train of thought.
Oh, before I forget, Late Night Radio is coming back on Friday night at 10.
Huh? No, I'm responding Dallas said on the bottom of there was somebody that he was answering, and it was brought over by somebody copied and pasted it was brought over to a message board, and he said something like the person was asking so sad about Jake, is he, I don't think she straight out said it is it gonna die or anything, and Steve goes, yeah, so sad, that's all he said. But he did.
Yeah, I mean, come on. If you want to take that as. No, I do not think.
I don't think it would ruin it. Because they were. Because Jake. There was Liz and Jason way before Jake.
Wait. If they died. No, I don't think it would ruin it. But I don't think he's going to going today. You know what? We got Becky back. Okay, here's what my
In my opinion, I think it could make them stronger. It could bring them close together. You know.
I mean, excuse me, we want that blonde hair, cute little boy to be, you know.
No, I'm just, I don't think that it would ruin a chance for them to get back together, because there was, like I said, there was them way before Jake. And in my delusional mind, you know, I'd want them to have come together, have like emotional, like sex, you know, like, you know what I mean? And create a baby girl and have
you
kids.
You mean, yeah, great sex. You know, I've always wanted to have great sex. I don't know why I'm saying this on the air.
I mean, why should Jake have to die anyway? I mean, why should he have to
die? Exactly. Why? I mean...
Why should he have to die in order to prop the stupid couple as known as Jason and Sam? Because and you know what? And the ratings were up really during Brenda and Sunny's wedding. And I'm sure a lot of people are already coming out saying, oh, well, if Jason and Sam are not a good couple, then why are the ratings like been really good or something? And it wasn't about,
you know what? And another thing, you know, and then another thing about the H-Low people, the reason why the ratings were up, Brittany goes, I think they like Ray and Michael too. Emma being a Jake will probably be one of our best scenes. I think there will be good scenes. I think, you know, this will be a wake-up call for both of them. You know, this isn't about Jason's life style anymore. This is about an accident, I believe. I believe there's an accident. It's a wake-up call saying, wait a moment. You know, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what today's going to be. But, you know.
See,
you
that's
know,
the problem.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what, you know what? I liked being a fan of soaps back in the day when, even though I watch soaps, I watch, like, Days of Our Lives right now. I watch, like, Y&R. But, you know, I mean, back in the day, there wasn't, you know, computers, and there wasn't, like, the only spoilers you got were from the damn magazines, and back in the days, it was so much better to be a soap fan. There wasn't so much, like, hatred towards whatever, you know. I don't know. It's, like, it's tough being a fan of soaps, I think. Especially, and it's tough to be a fan of a really great couple, knowing that, you know, we the fans have been teased for over 10 years now, and they don't want to go there right now, you know?
You know what? The thing is,
I mean, come on.
There are
so
many things where you got month 18, hidden one. Okay, you know what? I never wanted that month to happen so quickly because, you know, we are gonna know everything. Then we won't be in fucking limbo anymore.
You know what? I just want this whole storyline. I just want this to be played out. I don't know. I just want this all. I don't know. I would love Liz and Jason to be together one day soon, and then just to go on to certain message boards and say, ha, and never say never on soap land, and just rub, you know, throw eggs in their faces. You know what I mean? Especially to a certain person on a certain message board.
You mean Alexa Sam fan? No,
yeah.
If I ever met Helen and Allie, it would not be a good day. So,
you know what? It should be Sam. You know what? I think Sam should hit Jake, and then Jason will really see. I don't know. I think that would totally.
I know. I mean, come on. Why go back to someone?
I love when Sam was run over. Wasn't that like one of the best same things that could have happened to
you. I know. I'm on that, too. You know, and I love the fact that, you know, I felt, you know, really bad for, you know, I just think that it would just be stupid to screw up what you're going to screw up. And besides that,
If
Sam hit Dick, then Jason will dump her and we're back in this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that Sam will hit Dick. Jason gets what he deserves. Sam Table Hoppy in the
end. That's where I'm going. I went to the danger.
Listen, lay down the law. Laying down with dogs, you're going to get bit.
I went into the enemy camp right now. I'm in their chat room. I'm just looking to see what they have to
say.
Okay,
well, I heard it's not Sam or Carly. Okay, number one, if it's Carly, I'm going to be devastated, people.
Oh.
Because I don't think Carly would go hit a kid and just walk away with it and not feel anything.
Hey.
Sam, I'm on the hand.
I'm in the disarm rating, and they said, I bet it was Sam that hits Jake. And somebody goes, and it won't be Sam. And somebody goes, will it be Carly? And no, not Carly either. Will they find out he's decent?
Oh, okay, so.
Oh, my God. Not Carly. Okay, I'm really tired, you know? Shoot. Oh, my God. What am I doing here?
Okay, the Sam Radio, why don't you come on here and save the crap? You've been saying, Rebecca, Liz, Carly, anyone, and let me tell you, you will have a fight on your hands. So, come on, the Sam Radio, come on.
Oh, I guess she's having headaches from the car bomb.
Okay, wait. Okay, so if Jake was real being the hit, the Ace was planning to make her leave the song, am I right?
Somebody thinks
there has been
Lisa.
A lot of rewrites.
Somebody think it's Lisa here in the whatever. Who hits Jake then? Somebody says again. You know what? Only we will know. We probably won't find out until like. They investigated and stuff. And you know what? I mean, there's a spoiler out there that says that Sam is the only one that can comfort Jason. Excuse me, but she's not Jake's mother. Shouldn't it be Jason and Elizabeth? Because way before Sam,
Jason
and Elizabeth always came to each other and comfort each other. Oh, whatever. Look at this person here. I confess. It was me. I hit Jake. I thought his head was my emblem. What the fuck, you little bitch.
Why are you in there?
Sam hit Jake with his big wheel from hell because the house fire didn't work. Oh, you little bitch.
Oh, you fucking bitch.
You little bitches. Well, you know, since nobody's calling in, you know, we're just going to have to, like, you know... You know.
Yeah, people call in to 347-850-8721. And talk to us. We love talking to people. We are talkable. We are the nicest two people you ever meet. Unless you meet us in a dark alley and you're the Sam fan, then I don't know if I could be nice.
You know, I just realized I could call in as a guest on the Sam Radio, huh?
Yes.
Anyone who listens
to the death of a child is fucked up in the head and pure evil.
I should just call in and just pretend like, oh, yeah, Jason and Sam are like the best couple in the world. Not. And hang up. No, I don't
okay.
want to play their. I don't want to play their games. Sorry, they do that. They do that to us. So.
Yeah, they would do that. Oh, it's you, guy calling about all my children. You guys like it happened to me.
Didn't you try to call in the Sam Radio and you were put on hold for like the longest time?
Yeah.
Tom says it's a one-night stand baby for himself. What?
Okay, get out of there. Get out of there.
I put my money on Lisa. I put my money on Lisa with a car and apparently the only road in town. LOL.
Come on, people, call in. People.
Oh, God. You know what? I love the story we're reading, though, on the fanfic we're reading. Sam is such a total bitch in it. She's totally using Liz to be a surrogate for her.
Oh, I know.
I ain't afraid of no jizzers. Somebody goes.
Someone's listening.
I know. It says I ain't afraid of no jizzers. Here it says. You know, I don't. That word is not bad. Jizzers is actually kind of it's like jazz. You know, it doesn't. They need to come up with better, like, words, you know, mean words for
everyone, let's remember that this was my
jazz.
Mom. Who
like,
was
you
here
know,
first? Let's remember who was here first. We were here first.
Somebody goes, I am telling you, apparently all roads lead to Jake that night, LOL. What? Shame on you, Deb, whatever she said. I'm not listening. I'm just looking in chat. But, because, let's see. Hey, oh, shit.
Yeah, what?
Tell me about it.
Oh,
sorry.
Brittany left us.
She goes, tell me about it, Stelly. Let them call, come all two of them. Stelly, just call us or put up the Super J signal. Because they are claiming they will come together and GH will end because this is the last straw.
Oh,
just
my
call
God.
Us or put up the Super J signal. Because they are claiming they will come together and GH
oh,
will
God.
End.
You know what?
This is the last straw. Well, you know what? If they, well, it will be the last straw if suddenly, you know, if, I said if, I didn't say that they're true, if these rumors ever were true about Jake. I
hey,
think
you know what? Guess
of,
1-9.
So it will be
hey,
next
guess
Friday.
1-9-1-9-1-9-7-2-7. Why don't you go in and sign again and
so,
tell me. Oh, you like guest number 1927, Wabo?
Be afraid. Be very afraid, LOL. Somebody goes, so it will be next Friday Jake is hit.
Okay,
you
know
what?
You really need to. You...
No, I'm not listening to what they're saying. I'm just if they're hooraying, Jake is getting hit and they're cheering it on. That's like in the movie The Accused. Remember the movie Accused where Jodie Foster got raped? And even though she was raped, but the people that were watching it cheered it on. That's just as bad as actually doing the deed. So people that are cheering on to Jake to get killed, they need to go to, they're delusional because that's worse than, you know, having done the deed by killing Jake or whatever.
Why in the heck is that noise?
My sister treadmill, sorry.
No, I just think that's... Oh, and I feel sorry for all those people in Japan. I had the earthquake yesterday, by the way.
Oh, and you know, the other day here in Redondo Beach, there was millions of dead fish in Redondo Beach, too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, someone goes, oh, Eminem, we're so cute today.
Okay, you really need to get out of the...
You know what? I just feel like... But I don't want to stoop to their level. I think I'd chicken out if I were to get on here and I would get and answer the phone. Oh, whatever. They're uploading links to just Sam.
Okay, oh... hey, Bruce, Steve on. Hey, Bertie Vaughn, can you call in, please? We need to hear someone's voice. We need to get a call up, a call count up. There are so many, a lot of ladies on haters when I go on VH YouTube. Yeah.
What? When you go on where?
YouTube.
We have dealt with some crazy delusional people on YouTube because I commented one time. Somebody put a video of the SmackDown, and you know it was a short video of something again. You know, Liaison versus DeSam. And this was a time when we won the SmackDown, and I go, yeah, it's amazing that we won the SmackDown. It proves that Liaison is one of the best couples or whatever on there. And 6 months later, I think it got a response saying that I'm kind of delusional and so, and then I responded back to her. And it became like a debate on the thing. And and I was like telling the person, why don't you come on to a radio show and debate it? And she's like, why would I want to waste my time debating on a radio show? And what the heck is Blog Talk or whatever? And I just stopped. I wasn't really going to continue talking because I was, you know, I should have said, well, why wasting your time debating on hiding behind keyboards? Why don't you want to go on a show and debate if you really love your couple? Then you would defend your couple to the ends of the earth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's bullshit. It's bullshit what they are doing to whatever. And you know what? You know, they say, why don't you just
Wasn't there a scene with Jace, with Liz and Sam about Jace, about Jake? Does anybody know?
Yep.
Does anybody? What was it about? I'm getting out of the thing. Does anybody know what it was about? What kind
but
of a scene
someone,
it was?
But they someone, you know what? This is what I want. This is what I really want to do to you guys.
Okay. There's another one. We're not gonna take it. We ain't gonna take it anymore. Who has more Liaison or DeSam? Who has Liaison?
We do.
Liaison has a huge fan base. That is how we got Becky back her job. Yeah. You know what? people hear me over the music, probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, what? No, you know what I was
okay,
thinking?
You guys,
you know what
please?
I was thinking? Wait, hold on, before I lose my thought, I was thinking that since that's my twisted sister, you should change the name of the show. Since they call us delusional, we should call the show Twisted Sisters. That should be the theme song. Sorry. I don't know, that just came in my mind. You should have a special title for one show, The Twisted Sisters.
we should.
Because they call us delusional.
Yeah, they should never call us.
Well, if we're delusional, I'd hate to see how they are. They're more than delusional. There's no word to describe the DeSamp fans.
Yep, hi. I'm excited that I get to interview Molly on Monday. That's gonna be an interesting interview.
You know, there's like nobody on here.
Okay, you're not helping.
This is like the slowest night. Anybody wanna call
in? I know, everyone
you know
hates
what
us.
Kind of a kick I've been on lately, and probably shouldn't admit it. Been like watching Knox Landing.
Really? I love Knox Landing when it was on.
Is anybody old enough that two people that are in chat to remember Knox Landing? Or you probably guys weren't even born yet? Or does anybody know?
Hey, you know what? See, did not mean to insult you with that, people.
Yeah, I was just because that show was back.
Did you guys see how they copy everything we do?
What do you mean? Like how? Like, what are you talking
about?
You
guys just said that in the room.
Specifically, like, what do you mean?
Dad said that, not me.
No, it's funny. I don't know. It's just funny not having anybody. We're, like, talking to ourselves, basically.
I know. Come on, people. Don't you love us? Call in.
No,
well, you guys better call in Monday night. You guys better call in Monday night.
I guess not tonight. So I'm just going to let you hang in the wind, and I'm gonna press number one, okay?
What?
What? Hello?
I'm still here.
You know, it wouldn't work if you pretend like you hung up, because I could hear you, the computer in the background.
Oh, I know.
Like the keyboards. Oh, they did? Really?
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, my God, you said, oh, come on.
Gosh. Really, Dallas? When did this happen? Did they just, that, you know what, Jassam Nation, excuse me, Jassam Nation, it wasn't about a lizard, Jason, it was about Becky. That is so stupid. That is so stupid. Yeah, their nation is a population of like 10. We are the liaison nation as well. Yeah, but we have liaison radio, and they have just... Now, I think when Christy first got liaison radio, I think they accused her of like copying that too, whatever. But you know what? It's a free world. Well, you know, with the liaison thing, though, with the liaison radio, I mean, you know, what was that? What did I say that was funny? What did I just say? Huh? What did I just say that was so funny?
Ha, 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 ha.
I know. I said
something
funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have liaison and they have this him.
I
don't know.
You did
so. You're all funny.
I know, but I don't know what I said that was really funny. Oh, I have a friend call me tonight. Oh, shoot. Damn it, I missed her phone call.
Cool.
My friend Melissa, she called me at like 6:30. Oh, I'm just funny.
Oh. Oh,
okay. Was I being funny about the leak? I don't even know. I want to know what I said was funny.
You say everything funny.
Was it about the liaison nation thing or whatever?
You guys, do you know what's sad? Do you guys?
liaison nation. Yeah. Did we come up? Did we have liaison nation? Did we have that already?
Yes, we have liaison nation.
Did we already have liaison nation? Well, you know, we deserve to have that because we have been a nation of liaisons for like over 10 years now, and so we should have patented. We should have had it patented so they can't take, they can't copy or take anything. Sorry, I know I'm. I don't even know what the heck I'm talking about.
We are tired. We've been getting up way too early and going to bed way too late.
Yeah, you know what? The Desert Radio, they don't have, they're not smart to come up with their own brilliant things, you know, phrases or nicknames or whatever, you know? Watch, we're going to think of something else. We should just create, like a saying. And see how.
Okay, you guys, I am not going to follow Solving Train on Twitter. Solving Scene has a Twitter account. And, he's crazy. Solving Scene is crazy. As if I would add that to my ad.
Yeah, oh, there you go, Dallas. Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a good one. The Cake Nation. That is a... Okay.
Right. Yeah. Steve is really on too, but yeah. Oh, get back in your blog talk, so you,
okay,
I
well,
am trying,
hey,
Bruce.
Hey, Dallas, when you go on Twitter, you should Twitter that. We are also the Cake Nation and see how that gets out there. Or whatever, you know.
What was I going to say? You know
God.
What I would love to
that
know?
That is so fake.
You guys, what's
that?
That
is so fake. Oh, my God. I'm on Blog Talk. You know how they have this, like, advertisements? It's the strongest man on earth. Is it real or fake? That looks like, that is like fake. That is, it looks like a,
yeah, I don't think we can send,
I think you could send gifts, but I don't think you could send any food. I think you might be able to send like maybe flowers or something, or...
You
like,
don't bring me flowers.
I just don't think you could send any food, though. There was a, during the Becky thing, or during the whole Saving Becky thing, we sent a wreath, the fans of Becky sent, like, a wreath to Fran's door, like, rest in peace or something, to Mr. Brian something Fran's. Just mail it to, I don't know, little Carly, where can you mail it to? Just go find the, I think you can mail it to Prospect.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sorry, you guys, I think I have the address right here. Yeah, it will
be, might be able to, I don't
451 Prosper Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 9067.
Carly, you might want to like write it in the chat room because it might be easier for people to write it down.
Okay, hold on.
It's not like they have a pencil and paper like ready at very this instant.
Okay, you know what? If I were you, I would behave yourself.
Okay, I'm gonna shut my mouth. I'm gonna hang up now. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
I was kidding. Oh, my gosh.
This has been like, nobody's been on here. I'm going to go see what they're saying again over here.
Okay, why?
Oh, crap. Hold on. Shit. Damn it. Fuck.
Remember,
Motherfucker.
Okay. Be nice to Carly. Look what Dallas just said.
hold on. Let me see. What did she say? Actually, I think it should be the other way around.
Oh, really? Okay.
Did you hear us in the top of the hour? Did you hear what happened? I kind of didn't talk for like what seemed like 5 minutes. We got kind of in a little tiff. And all I was saying was that just having rumors out there about Jake, just the inclination that there even the inkling of like this story is coming out is like just to prop a certain couple, and she kind of was getting antsy about that, so.
Okay, I typed
out
in the room.
You spelled Los Angeles wrong. It's LOSANGELES. California, 90067. Los Angeles, you spelled. I think you could attention it Becky Herbst or something. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see what they're saying in the chat room. Just give me something to do because we need more people. Nobody's calling and nobody wants to call in tonight.
Oh, you know what you should do?
What? I can't go in chat room then because I'm a liaison.
I know, I just thought of that. You can't.
Just say I'm chocolate. Oh my god, that's
You know.
Hey,
okay,
Jake.
You guys want to know something really sad in a way? In 3 months, June 9th, I will be 35, you guys. So I decided.
Look who's talking. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I have a birthday that's coming up very soon, too, but I don't even want to mention how old I'm going to be.
So if I do, will you hang up?
Didn't even notice. Okay. I already follow him. Who follows who? Oh, Sebastian Roach. Oh, the people are following Sebastian Roach on Twitter.
Sebastian Roach. That is like a really good name, Sebastian.
I love that name, too. I've always loved that name since that one movie, Never Ending Story. It was named Sebastian. And they called him Bastion in the movie. Bastion. Sebastian.
My cousin's dog was named Sebastian.
That's what I always said growing up. I think if I have a son, I'm going to name him like Sebastian. But then I thought maybe like on all my children, there was Dimitri. I liked that name too, you know, and then I liked a whole bunch of names. Okay, they're like boring in the chat room and to Sam Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not saying much in the chat room. But what if I was going to turn the thing up, but I won't.
What?
I'm sorry, I couldn't raise it. It's always the same people. Well, we always have the same people, too, but there's this one person on there that she drives me nuts. I think she's called Casserole or something, and I can't stand her.
You know what?
Catnip. Some of the name Catnip. You too ugly to envy.
Um Well, but okay, you guys, we tried, but she hasn't got back to us. Well, I'm not giving up. I think we will get Becky on here someday. I'm not giving up. Everyone said I was crazy thinking I could get back for Laura, and look, and I'm getting Haley on Monday.
I'm gonna mute.
Okay. Okay, so
my
is this me?
Somebody goes, when is that big head baby going to get his butt run over? Oh, you fucking, you motherfuckers. Oh, my God.
I like how you say that. And remember to not name to
no, the sad thing is that these people, these are Summer fans who are believing these spoilers, they think that this, they're like laughing. They think that killing, in my opinion, they think that killing Jake off is going to wipe the slate clean and it'll be okay for Jason and Sam to have a baby, but, excuse me, but for 3 years, there is no way in hell that that would be okay, because if he couldn't be a child to Jake, then what's to say he can even be a child to anybody else's kid, no matter if it's Jason's or, I mean, Sam's or, I don't know, the next woman he comes, I don't know, or whatever. I don't know, but you know what I mean? I mean, who's to say he ever even wants to be a father again after this? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They are thinking it, and they're thinking this is going to be good for their couple. Excuse me, but to sacrifice a child to make your couple look good in your eyes, that's what you call delusional. So basically, they think it's okay to kill a kid off to prop your own couple. I wouldn't want, you know, if Jason and Sam had a kid of their own, and if it was the other way, and if it was the other way around, I wouldn't want a kid dead just to prop my favorite couple on a show. You could have, there's plenty of couples on shows that have had kids together and they're with other people and they're in love with other people, you know, and kind of like on Guiding Light, Jonathan had a child with Lizzie, and, you know, but he was already in love with somebody else, you know, and so, but I mean, it happens all the time on soaps where, you know, couples have, you know, one half of a couple sleeps around and has kids with somebody else. Look at Jason. He was a product of that. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I'm not worried. I don't think Jake is dying. And you know when it happened that he's alive and kicking? I'm going to go on the show and find a good I Told You So song just because I can do that.
Oh, my God. They're really cute. JC loves Sam laughing and making Jason behave, LOL. Somebody goes on here. I can't believe I am saying this, but Spinelli and Sam were cute today. So Spinelli and Sam and Jason had seen today in the hospital. Your Spinelli was in the scene
with Sam. My day.
Your day is already gone. I didn't ruin your day. He looked like he was sweating, which makes me think he might already have the knife in his back. Who? And Jason yelled at Spinelli today, I guess. Oh, yeah, I think Jason was kind of getting mad at Spinelli, so I kind of saw that a little bit when I accidentally had him in a hospital on there for a few seconds.
Where was I? Oh, okay. Why, man? I'm playing him. Oh, yes, Christina and Ethan are on tomorrow. Yay! I love Christina and Ethan.
I think I probably like them more than you. I'm kidding. You know, it's funny. Sometimes we're like two kids in the sandbox.
We all.
It's funny. Even though I was never one of those kids in a sandbox when I was little to get kicked out, but.
You know, it's so weird that summer is almost here. I mean, oh, okay, and I'm on the summer. Okay, this week is daylight saving time.
Oh, well, I got to tell you something about that situation.
Okay, people. Okay, this week is daylight saving time. So do we gain an hour of sleep, or do we lose an hour? Because if we lose an hour, I am not going to be a happy little person. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, it makes sure. You know, I don't have to change my VCR clock because I never changed it. When the time changed before.
Oh, really? Okay, people, tell me how you feel about daylights. No, we gained an hour. Yay! We need extra hours of sleep. Kelly and I need like 5 years of extra sleep.
It's hot. It's like, feels like, you know, it's like it's March here. It's March, and it feels like summer weather's coming. I hate that feeling. I really felt, today what felt like the first sign of what it's going to be like for summer.
I know.
Hey, when does the first day of spring? Does anybody, according to Subs and Depth, Kiko Ellsworth, ex-San Jona Hospital, ex-Jamal, Port Charles, I loved him on Port Charles, is going to be a dad. Oh, his wife? Oh, I forgot he was married to Christine Carlo, who ex-Leticia is pregnant with their first child, a girl due on September 2nd. Damn, Doss, thought you were going to bring over something like about Liz and Jason or something. Will Liz and ever be together again? Yeah, I truly believe that they will. I mean,
yeah,
come on,
too.
You're talking about a soap opera. Anything can happen in soap land.
People that haven't
been together for years on a soap will eventually find their way back. But we've been soap fan. I've been watching soaps for what? I don't know, 25 years on and off, you know. Well, all the time, but on and off with different shows. I was mostly a Channel 4, an NBC soap fan, but... Yeah, I mean, you know, Jason and Sam are no exception to the rule. That they could end any time. And, you know, back in the day when soaps were really good, there is no way this couple would have ever lasted because Jason and Sam, in my opinion, are not that kind of a generation couple. Like, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but if you would have had a couple like that back 25 years ago on a soap opera or even 10 years ago, I don't think it would have worked. I honestly don't think that it would have worked back in those days. When I was a teenager, because basically it seems like all the teenage girls like this couple. When I was a teenager, that's not the kind of couple I don't think as a teenager I would have hated them still as a teenager back in the 90s or whatever. There's no, I don't think they would have worked back in those days. And, you know, and, yeah, if you know what I'm saying. Jason still has feelings
for
Liz. Yes,
all
yes,
I, all
yes,
I can
yes.
say.
Can GH make it happen? Well, you know what? You know what? They can do whatever they want. Obviously, they've been doing whatever they want since they broke up Liz and Jason. So they can do, they can turn around and rectify. And we are strong people because look at what we did. Anything can happen. So I think if we were to, I think if we were to do the same thing for Liz and Jason, I mean, campaign just
yeah.
as hard, if not more, than we did for Becky. And, you know, and don't give up. I think that we actually did something that I didn't think, I honestly didn't think it was possible. I mean, it's happened in the past, you know, where we've saved, fans have saved shows and couples, what am I talking about, characters, and, but I don't know.
Yeah, and
I didn't think, I was only praying that it would work, but when I found out from, like, people telling me that we saved her and reading in the articles how much email, snail mail was sent and everything, that we did it. We're a strong force to be reckoned with, and so, you know.
Yeah, we are.
And,
you know,
I mean, they don't have to. I'm not saying that they, because I think I read somewhere that the writers or whatever, they don't want the fans to dictate how the show gets. That's not what I want. I want them to take suggestions from the fans. I want
you
them
know
to
what?
Be like some kind of.
You
a,
want them to dictate, although.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
You know, I mean this.
Well, yeah. Our voices were surely being heard loud and clear, and a lot of the fans that supported Becky are liaison fans too. So that is like, yeah, I think in so many words, you know, we were fighting for liaison as well, in my opinion, too, right? I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, we will.
You know, so, and I'm just hoping that because we saved her, I hope Franz is not saying, oh, well, you know, now that she's back, give her a crappy story and,
you
know. You
know what?
And,
you know what? I believe, I believe Fawn days are numbered. He is, you know
what,
he
is. Somebody, I honestly
I
think if they were to kill off
Jake
or change the parent, what is that? The parent.
Steve Butchin a long time ago said no to that, so I'm not even worried about that.
Okay, people, you know, okay, I think somebody on the radio is the only one that's keeping the faith. Oh, God, my faith is...
I know, your faith...
My faith has been touched too much. I mean, I have never in my life been so strong. I've never fought so hard for a couple in all my life for a couple on a soap opera. I've loved couples. But because I think why this is for me is that at least with other couples that I've loved, they were given half a chance. They were together. They broke up, you know, and everything. But I knew they had a chance. And so, you know, they weren't given this. There was no agenda-driven thing, but I think for me, I think it's just that fighting for this couple, you know, because I'm a fan of this show, or was, or could still be if they write it really well, but, I mean, as a fan, I think that we deserve, Jason and Sam have already been played out. I'm sorry. They're trying, there's nowhere for that couple to go and everything.
Okay, we have we have, let's see how many, we have 12 minutes to go. Oh, come on, please don't, no, stop it. Are you there?
We had a meeting earlier, didn't they?
Yeah.
What about that?
Oh, really?
I'm hungry.
What? Well, you know what?
But they say as long as you drink the 64 ounces of water, you're completely hydrated and you're not really doing anything but flushing out the toxins. You're not so bad. So I'm not really dieting my body. I'm still, like, you know, flushing just the water we.
Yeah, well, that's what I need to be doing, but I have a habit of drinking soda. I need
so cool. Well,
they trick
me. My mom's
they trick
work.
You?
Yeah, my mom says they don't work. What protein actually does is, like, the protein bars, it makes your stomach, like, blow up. So feel full. And then it starts sweating and shrinks down. I know it sounds weird, but...
Well...
That's why so many diets eat those protein bars before they work out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
My mom was supposed to be on the channel earlier. It's like, I was for jobs right now, it's ridiculous. The jobs are the same thing. Consistent, like over and over and over on each page, both the websites that I went on to. So for jobs right now, I only have 3 new jobs that I could fill out.
I know, I don't understand. It's making me.
I have 3 checks. April 16th is around the corner. What the hell am I going to do? I have no idea.
Did you? Well, you're trying anywhere, right? No, I got something else in my mind, but yeah, I don't think I should say it out loud. I think.
What?
Yeah.
I know, okay? I might have to.
Or go in the red light. Go in the red light district and yeah.
I know.
Go hooking.
I have to continue the secret from Grandma.
Hey, you know, yeah. Well, hey, strippers, they make a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, but they also get, you have to file a police report because you have to
Oh, you do?
Name.
Oh, really? You
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I mean, most of the girls, like, they don't admit it, but they've all had, like, moments, you know, like, where they've gotten, like, molested or raped and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't report it.
That's funny. I know, I should do that. I should go hook myself. Oh, God. Shit. I saw... Oh.
Hi.
Motherfucker. Oh, fucking shit. Did I not have it on mute? Oh, crap. Okay,
no.
Can we delete this show, please? Please delete this show. Oh, shit. I can hear myself. Oh, crap.
Okay, I gotta stop laughing.
Oh shit, I can hear myself. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, my head hurts.
Okay, you know what? I love also, hey, Bruce Dillon, do you have Twitter on you? Bye, you guys. Go, wait. Yes, wait. I'm Ray Long, is there a new one tonight or a old one?
I love
yes,
also,
please.
Okay. I think they're repeats, yeah. They might be repeats, right? Hello?
Well, I don't
Hello?
Know. I'm here.
You know what? I can't stand my voice.
Hello?
I cannot stand.
Oh, a new one. Okay.
I'm healed. It's 7 minutes. It's 7 minutes. Do we want to just
it's
like...
It's 7 minutes. You know, it's funny today. What are you doing?
My head hurts. I think I'm going to go get myself a sandwich at that one sandwich shop right now.
Okay, well, how about this? I'm going to end the show a little early. So
yeah.
I'm going to play a song.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
What?
It leaves Liz over what? Okay, hold on. Let me see. Kylan, when you have Liz pulling, it wasn't me. In so many words, over Jason, she is no longer a problem. Jason is the only one who still believes Liz. Okay, what are they talking about now? Okay, yeah. So, Stella, he got a big body. Okay, yeah. Oh, no, I was just wanting to read what they were saying. But anyway, yeah, I got a headache. I need to go get something to eat.
Okay, did you want to do it and then call me on your way? I'm going to play a half a song and then get out of here myself because we have no callers on the line.
I know. This was the first time since I've been co-host that this has ever happened.
I know.
I think I'm like... I've jinxed the show now. You know, you have a lot of listeners on here. How many listeners do you have total on the show?
Like a lot? I don't know.
Oh, somebody commented on the thing. It says, on February 9th, it's an awesome show from We Talk Radio. Keep up the amazing work. I will keep tuning in. Check out my show. Who's the We Talk Radio person?
Huh?
We Talk Radio?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So, what was that? So... Yeah, we are going to call it at 9, you guys. Dallas is leaving us. Brittany's already left us. Booth, follow me on Twitter. And if you ever have any questions, this Twitter Nikki, I love saying them. So are you hanging up too?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up too.
Okay, call me when you get the sandwich.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Have a great night. be wanting to come back on Monday night for Haley Postel's A Big Molly interview. Please call in to 347-850-8721. And have a good Wednesday night. See you, everyone. Have a good time and, you know, enjoy the week. Bye-bye.